Happy Wednesday morning, all. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network on the TV side of things. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, it's very simple. You go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team. I'm Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on your Twitter. At Cakes Flops is where you check me out on Instagram. I'm joined by Jason Bishop.
What's up?
Good morning to you.
Wednesday. It's Wednesday.
It is a Wednesday. I'm also joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning. I'm
rainy Wednesday.
But the rainy not Wednesday. Well, I got tea time, and the guys are like, are we going to get it in? And I'm like, yeah, I think so.
You don't pay attention. I would have told you.
No, I do pay attention. But here's the thing, Jason. I have two different tabs up on my weather channel.
Mm-hmm.
One is for Ithaca, New York. So I know what the weather's going to be like when I'm up there every weekend, you know, because now it's Cornell volleyball season.
Right.
And then the other I have for Kensington or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been looking at the Ithaca.
You've been looking at the Ithaca.
And I'm like, yeah, it's cloudy, but I think it's going to be fine. I've been looking at it all week. And I'm like, yeah, it's cloudy, but we're going to be okay. Don't worry. And the guys are like, wow, you're optimistic.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't know what you guys are seeing.
Yeah, what weather report are you dummies looking at?
And then I get up this morning, it's pouring, relentless rain.
Yeah.
And I look, I go, I've been looking at the New York forecast.
Yeah, it's
kind
problem.
Of a donkey Kong.
It's only a couple hundred miles away.
Don't look at tabs. Just ask me.
Yeah, that's your weather. That's your weather app right there.
Your only true golf day would be tomorrow. Even though I'm sure every course will be CPO.
Yeah,
but tomorrow will be your day.
I played yesterday.
I already have. I did too.
And that
practiced. Yeah, I practiced.
That's just not fun.
Played.
Yeah,
that's not
fun. Full on rain gear.
Right.
It was like Caddyshack.
Because you played later in the day then.
Yeah.
In the morning, it wasn't bad.
I mean, it was raining pretty steadily.
Trust me. I know. I checked the weather and the radar. They said it was going to be like over within an hour and a half. And I go, okay, we can deal with that. Yeah, I can deal with this. I've played in worse.
Yeah.
And then it just, the heavens opened up and poured the entire time.
And you still stuck it out?
Still stuck it out.
You must have been playing good.
I shot 83 in it, so I was
That's pretty
happy.
Good. Yeah.
Pretty good. You're going to stick with it.
Wacky Jacky Sicy shot 37 on the back of the rain.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Good for him.
So here's a free plug for your boys, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Last time I wore those William and Harry shoes, I just wore them. They were so comfortable, I didn't take them off, and I just wore them in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to put those on. I'm currently wearing my William and Harry shoes.
There you go.
Because they're so comfortable.
They are comfortable.
I still had them in my house.
Yep.
I was like, I'll just wear them.
Mm.
You know, and then I'll take them off and put them in my trunk. I usually keep my golf shoes, like most humans, in my trunk.
Right.
But these, because they're so comfortable, I actually forgot I was wearing golf shoes.
They are very comfortable.
How about that for an endorsement? They're so comfortable.
I don't know why people aren't going to the website and ordering.
By the way, I know some people are concerned because they're a little tight.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave you a big-ass shoehorn. Because I've worn them a few times, I don't need that shoehorn anymore. Like, they're loosening up. The snake skin.
And WilliamandHarry.com. And William and Harry is not named after the royal family.
Not after the two princes.
No. It's kind of a joke off of William and Mary, because that's where the store is in Williamsburg, right on the William and Mary campus.
But they
couldn't call it WilliamandMary.com.
Right. They get in trouble.
So they say,
people be confused.
We'll just mess with people. WilliamandHarry.com.
Okay, good.
I kind of like it. Can you just ask our guy?
Rhett.
Rhett, yep. Can you ask Rhett if I get the black pair? I'd like a black pair.
Yeah, I'll text him today.
Yeah, thank you.
I want to get the gray pair.
I'll take the grays too, but I like the black.
Yeah.
But honestly, I for the first few times, I'll be honest, because they're so snug and they're so form fitting, I needed that big ass shoehorn.
Yep.
Now I just use big old Arsenio finger and put it in there. No problem.
Stick it in.
Yeah, just stick it in.
Very good.
But alas, I think it doesn't look promising.
No.
Well, no, it's not.
I mean,
but at least we're not on the Gulf Coast of Florida, where tomorrow night they're probably going to get 9 to 12 feet of storm surge.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe even higher in some parts. 15 feet, they said.
My good friends live down there now. You know, they're volleyball parents that have really gotten to know really, really well. And they live in Tampa, and they're in the heart of all this stuff often.
Mm-hmm.
And I always ask them, like, how do you deal with it? Well, they sold their house, like, a couple years ago, and they just live in a big-ass, high-rent, super nice condo. And he's like, we're 17 floors up. Like, it doesn't matter. Anything can happen down there. Who cares?
Yeah.
You know? You just
well, they just can't leave.
You just can't really go anywhere for a day or two.
Yeah, you're just trapped.
But, so they never flee.
Mm.
You know, before when you had a house, you know, where it's a little bit more vulnerable.
Better go get some sandbags. Stop the flooding.
Well, they actually have some new things that have replaced sandbags that are pretty effective.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know anything about stopping flooding.
Yeah.
Just but don't have to worry about it.
They were maxing out people in Tampa 10 sandbags per car.
Mm. Is that what they're doing?
Yeah. They maxed them out. You know, the cops were handing them all out.
And you know what I mean? I don't pay attention. Is that the epicenter? Where's the epicenter of this thing?
Well, they don't know exactly yet, but it's going to be
in the Tampa
anywhere
area?
From Tallahassee to Tampa, depending on what track it takes.
Right.
That's a big, long stretch, but the whole area is the epicenter, pretty much.
It's massive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it is. It's right now. It's just a tropical storm. It's not a hurricane yet.
Rain sucks. I know Jason loves rain. I hate rain.
I don't like rain all day. I like it for my yard.
Yeah.
Turn the sprinkler system off. I like doing that.
All right, let me ask you a question. You're so into greenery.
Mm-hmm.
Could you live, I have a lot of family that live in Arizona. Could you live in Arizona and have desert, a little cactus and all that?
I couldn't be landlocked.
Oh, you just don't like the fact that there's no ocean near you?
Yeah, I need to be on the coast.
A few hours somewhere.
I mean,
need to be on the coast.
You can go to Mexico coast in the same amount of time you get to Ocean City.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't want to go to Mexico.
It's not about being landlocked.
You don't want to cross the border?
Yeah. It's not about being landlocked. I'm just asking because of your love of greenery. Oh. Could you live like...
Well, I just couldn't deal with the heat in the summer.
Yeah, the heat's just unbearable.
They do say it's a dry heat. There is something to be said for it. Now, Vegas is different because it's 120 or whatever. But like in Arizona, it's not that bad.
Our guy, Bikey Bots, lived in Arizona for a long time. He said he'll never go back.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like living on the surface of the sun.
Right, yeah. What do you mean it's not that bad? So of course it's bad.
Intensely
hot.
Well,
I've been there in the summer, heart of summer, it's not that bad.
Like, well, my buddy lives there, and he will screenshot temperatures out of his car. And it's 115, 117.
What are the temps going to be when the Commanders take on the Cardinals this weekend at 425?
About 70 degrees?
Yeah, 72 degrees inside.
Oh, that's right. It's a covered dome. Yeah. I keep forgetting that.
Yeah.
It'll be 72 degrees. So while we're on the weather topic, I'm supposed to play in a media pickleball event Friday. I don't think the weather's looking great for Friday either.
No, because that's going to be the remnants of Helene.
Mm.
Now, the track is going to go west once it gets up through Georgia. It's going to go, but there's going to be some remnants.
Man, he really follows it very closely.
Most calculated guy in the history.
He's horny for weather.
Who doesn't follow weather? You got to follow weather.
A lot of people just kind of look out the window and make their plans for the day.
I will look at my phone, and I'll see what the weather is, and then that's about it. It's like a three-second check. I'm like, oh, it's 70 and clear, or it's rainy. Or
got to watch my man Cameron or Amelia Draper or Chuck Bell in the morning.
I don't have time to watch all the local weather people. I have other things to do.
It takes 5 minutes.
Well, those are 5 minutes where I could be doing waiver claims for my fantasy football.
Oh, I do that too.
I have to prioritize things.
Oh, speaking of, I got to go to my email to see if any of my waiver claims were denied.
You know how this is. You know how things work.
Yeah, I do.
Tuesday night into early Wednesday morning, 3 a.m. Wednesday morning, your waiver claims run.
Hmm.
Got to make sure you got them in.
I get so bitter when they say deny.
Well, that happens. Sometimes that happens if you're not in the right order. Or you didn't make a big enough fab claim.
So right. I've been blowing cakes away with some putrid gas these last couple days, and he's 100% right. I need a probiotic.
Yeah, you have a gut issue.
I think
something going on with your gut.
I think I need a probiotic.
Yeah, you might need to like way overspend, because I mean, if you buy like one bottle of like probiotics, it's like $30.
Yeah.
Whoever's making the probiotics.
It's the greatest scam ever.
They've got yachts like Dan Snyder.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just killing it.
Right.
Just crushing.
We should get junkie supplements.
we should diversify. Yeah.
I would definitely take them.
Need to diversify our portfolios.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, my apple cider vinegar gummies, they just work fine.
They do the trick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Keep your reg. Still had a little bit of an issue last night.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My tummy was hurting a little bit.
Tum-tum rumblies.
Around 2 a.m. And then this morning when I got up, it was really bothering me.
Yeah.
but I took care of the business.
And now you're silly.
And then now I feel good.
And you're good to
well,
go.
Well, did you mention that JP's not here because his wife has been sick?
JP is not here.
Yeah. I mean, she's fine. She's vomiting. Yeah. So she's got some virus or something.
Yeah.
So he has to take care of his youngest.
Mm-hmm.
So he's taking a day off. I know. I see you have your basket over there.
Yeah, I don't know.
It ain't the greatest, but it'll work. You can wrap it.
This is a basket that I just grabbed out of, like, my pantry at home. It serves as, like, a bread and or, like, a bagel basket for get-togethers. I don't know if it's really a gift basket.
It could work if you wrap it.
Yeah, I mean, we could go out and procure a better basket than this one. But yeah. This is just at least for the visual for today. It could work.
Now, would you be okay with wrapping that and sending that, or would your wife be distraught?
No, I mean, I think this is a rando, like, you could get a basket like this at Home Goods for like $15.
Okay, so your wife's not going to be upset if we actually send that to Ryan Poles.
I don't think she's going to care.
Right.
Or we could get a better basket today. I it doesn't matter.
I don't know.
Whatever you guys want to do.
Usually,
I'll let you guys handle the basket.
I mean, usually Dravy and Valdez are a little more all in on the bits. This one, I'm not feeling the appreciation for the bit.
No, we are. But first off, it needs like a
handle.
Handle.
Like
handle. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You know,
it's got two handles on the sides.
Like a big arching basket.
Like an Easter basket.
Yeah. Kind of like that. Like a fancier version of
an
Easter basket.
This could work if you just made it tall and wrapped it.
Yeah.
So I'm into the bit. What I wasn't into was your text at 9 p.m. last night that said, everybody bring in your item tomorrow.
It was a reminder. Unlike cakes,
I didn't know.
No, I talked about it on the air.
I know, but
I did something that Cakes never does. I sent a reminder.
I know. A reminder at 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. would have been nice.
Well, I was busy.
I have my item.
I have two items, actually.
You don't have to bring anything, but I thought that, you know, I thought you would help. I said, send Mar out. Get a basket. Mar can do it.
I'll go to Walmart right now if someone gives me a credit card.
Pickle will.
There's a Walmart.
This is his grand idea. He's going to give it to
whatever.
You.
Whatever.
Yeah. I mean, sure, you can use my credit card. Hey. It's unbelievable that we don't think that.
By the way, did you think I was going to be up to see your text at 9 p.m.?
No, but I had spoken to you earlier.
That is true.
In fact, Jason texted me and he said, what should I get for this basket?
This dumb basket.
Yeah, and so I gave him a few ideas.
The basket.
So I already had. Right, Jason and I already had a conversation.
All right, well, I got the trolleys because apparently. Dum-dum Caleb likes trolleys.
Okay.
I got two bags, but I ain't sending Ryan Poles two.
Okay.
One's for him, one's for us.
Sized to chop it.
So there's the trolleys.
All right, good.
Are we going to do this now or are we going to do this later? What do you want to do? Like sort
Well, we got to do it. I think tomorrow we got to stuff it because JP's not here.
He'll be back.
He's bringing his item tomorrow.
We can keep adding things.
We'll get a better basket.
Tomorrow it will be shipped off.
Okay, good.
All right.
Now, The thing that sucks about it is it's going to arrive at the Bears complex and like some PR hack is going to see it and it won't even make it to Ryan Poles' desk.
Of course not.
Yeah, he's not going to see it.
But that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's just the bit.
Yeah, the bit. We're doing it for the bit.
We'll put it on social media and then hopefully they get a little heads up. That
maybe
we're
Chicago radio sees it. They're upset about it.
Yes.
They talk about it.
Yes.
Why don't we have our friend Tom Healy camp out and see if the basket gets delivered.
Ooh,
get
that's
a little video on the Chicago end.
That's a great idea.
Follow the UPS truck.
Yeah, I'm sure Tom's going to want to do that. Stake out the Bears complex.
Come on, he can participate.
Maybe we have
bit.
A listener in Chicago or two that can go.
That would be fantastic.
My guy Kent, one of my best friend, lives in Chicago.
Right, well, now Kent, he sounds like a guy that could probably stake Kent, the,
he
the
can
Bears
be boots
complex.
On the ground.
He could be. Listens to the show.
Very good.
That right. might be the guy.
What does Kent do for a living?
He's a wedding and design photographer.
Well, what you could do is we just send it. Is that what you were saying? Send it to Kent, and Kent could deliver it. See, that's the bit.
That's also a good idea, yeah.
That's the bit. And then he has a photographer with him to video the interaction.
We could probably get that done.
And it's a thought. It's a thought. And that way we could at least see how they
it's
react.
Gonna be, he's only going to be able to walk into whatever
like
the front door is.
Security guard.
And there's going to be a 70-year-old woman in the front desk. That's who's going to receive
it. Yeah, you set it down, and that's going to be the end of it.
That'll be it.
Right. All right. Well, anyway, God forbid I try to think of something to do fun.
We're on your team.
Okay.
We're sized.
Okay.
Yeah, why do you think we're not?
Just because the passiveness of Drabby going... Well, who's going to get the basket?
That's a logistical question.
I know.
What do you think? I'm a bank over here? I'm going to donk off $117 on
I don't think it's that much, but I wouldn't expect you to pay. I wouldn't expect you to pay one penny.
Oh, I've paid.
Yeah, you realize a lot of the stuff we pay for ourselves. Yeah,
I don't think you should.
Yeah. I know, but you realize that.
No, I don't think about it, but I don't think you should.
That's not a big deal. We're shipping it off tomorrow. We're all in.
CK's going to send it. He's going to expense
it. Just tell me how much I owe, and I'll Venmo whoever I owe whatever amount.
If money is an issue, I'll give you my credit card.
Hey. Someone owes me $9.36 for two trolley bags.
I know he has the receipt.
Actually, you know what? I think they were more expensive than that.
They probably were.
Let me see what. I don't even know what trolley gummies are. Let me see.
I don't know.
I've seen these in like a dollar store.
You know how good those are.
Oh, well, Harris Teeter, they ain't a dollar.
You know how much sugar there are on each one of those gummy worms?
Yeah. That's what makes it good, Case.
So good. They're so delicious.
I got the crawlers, the Sour Bright crawlers.
Why isn't it opened?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, right.
We're going to send one to Caleb, and the rest we're going to eat.
All right.
That's the way that works.
I'm gonna try a couple right now.
All right, so here's what we're going to do.
Very yummy.
We'll gather our thoughts, we'll get a better basket, and then we'll stuff the basket tomorrow.
All right.
When everybody's here. And everybody has their items.
Perfect.
We've got the wrap for it. I can bring my bread basket back home.
And by the way, if listeners want to drop off stuff, they can.
They're
too.
More than welcome.
Just give
to.
It to our guy. What's our guy down there at security?
Carlito. Oh, I mean, we begged for blue raspberry Slurpees yesterday, and I didn't. I mean, my tongue wasn't blue at the end of the show.
Yeah.
So
they're
letting
us down.
I don't know if we can really rely on the listeners to come by and help fill the basket.
But they're welcome to
if they want.
The whole idea of being here in the city is to be more centrally located.
Yeah.
Get more guests.
That's a good one. That's funny.
Yeah.
get more guests.
It doesn't really work out. I feel like if we were in the suburbs, it'd be a lot easier. Guys could just drop by. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But being here, it doesn't really work out.
And we'd have thousands of extra dollars because we wouldn't be paying for parking.
Yeah.
Literally thousands of extra. But
that's
we don't.
That's true.
What are you going to do? You got to pay to park.
Yeah.
Worst decision ever. And I can't remember the GM's name who decided to move down here.
I know his name.
What was his name? Bob? Bill,
nope.
Mike,
Steve.
Yeah, Steve's an idiot.
I like Steve, but I don't know if it was the greatest move to move down here to DC.
I'm happy that I got to drive 50 minutes every
Half
morning.
The entire reason why we moved here is gone.
Right.
Hey, what are you going to do? You know what? It just tells us we're survivors.
Yeah.
Junks are survivors.
Yeah.
That's what we are. All right. Coming up on the show later, we have Will Brinson. He will join us at 8:00. He's an NFL writer. For CBSSports.com, Mike Rizzo will join us in
the last time he'll join us.
Should be his final appearance for the 2024 season. There's a lot to talk about with Mike Rizzo with the CJ.
I wonder how much he wants to talk about
that. I'm sure.
We're going to ask him.
I'm going to guess zero.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to ask him.
So Mike Rizzo will join us at 9:00. You don't want to miss that. And we'll talk Terps football with Mike Loxley, the head football coach at the University of Maryland at 9:45. So lots to get to. Right here on the Junks. As you just heard on the promo, we're giving away Metallica tickets all week here on the Junks. We'll do it today in just about an hour at 7:20. We'll play Name That Deep Cut Metallica Tune. We'll do that at 7:20. So all of you Metallica fans that want free tickets as opposed to paying for them, which is always better, be ready in about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to get
into... Those are big tickets.
It's going to be a really good show at Northwest Stadium in 2025. They're also playing Lane Stadium in Blacksburg.
They are.
It's part of that tour.
On May 7th, I think. May 7th.
It's right around the same date as the Northwest Stadium date. So the huge performance by Jaden Daniel and the win on Monday Night Football has got all the experts and all the pundits that talk NFL a buzz about the performance.
It was so good, and... Honestly, we talked about it yesterday. You know, obviously the 90% completion percentage, that's unsustainable. It's freak. But, man, through three games, I mean, obviously that's propping it up. But 80% completion percentage, I mean.
For a rookie and for him not to turn the ball over, like it's.
Yeah. And I mean, it makes sense. They're playing soft coverages and, you know, he's not throwing downfield a lot. But, man, it's just what a remarkable start for this kid.
You couldn't have asked for a better start. Like in your wildest dreams and scenarios, you wouldn't have. Did you ever think in his third game
he'd knock off? I think everybody, even though Cincinnati is 0-3 now.
Yeah.
I mean, they're a better football team than we are, more established. Much as I say they're the Bengals, I mean, this team in recent years has been very good.
Mm-hmm.
And to knock them off on Monday Night Football in your third game when you're a decided underdog on the road.
It had to feel good for him, too, because, I mean, he walked around in the shadow of Joe Burrow in Baton Rouge. I mean, he had to follow the Joe Burrow show at LSU.
There so did for him seem like that, there was a little, I wanted to say angst, but there was a little something to that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
There's definitely something there for him to topple him in the third game of his career on the road.
Right.
Huge accomplishment. So let's listen to what some of the experts and the talking heads.
Can you preview and tell us? Because I called Drabby as I was driving in this morning, and I heard Aaron Rodgers jocking him.
Yep.
I mean, went out of his way to jock him.
We've got him on the list.
We heard Jamar Chase.
Yeah, I got the list right here.
Chase Daniel.
Mm-hmm. We heard Jamar Chase after the game.
Yeah.
Who else?
We played yesterday.
Let's lead off with former quarterback Chase Daniel, what he had to say about Jaden Daniels and the Commanders.
Jaden Daniels with a statement win. Everyone's saying it. I'm going to say it. Sort of a star is born. If you watched my breakdowns on YouTube, I've said that I believe he's the most polished passer of the group this early. Not that there's not hope for anyone else.
Daniels played so good last night.
Aaron Rodgers.
It wasn't like everything was off schedule. You know, making plays.
Touchdown to Terry, last one. I mean, he's...
That was awesome. And he knew there was pressure, and he knew how to get it up, and he had a beautiful stop and go on the outside. You know, they're in a zero coverage here. He knows there's one extra guy. He knows where he's going with the ball. He throws an absolute dime. It's really hard. You got a guy barreling down. You got to put enough air on Terry on that ball so he can stutter go, and then you got to expect where he's going to be when he transitions out of this. I mean, he's throwing the ball as Terry is stuttering. It's an incredible play.
Kurt Benkert.
These two plays that I'm going to show you back-to-back are the reason why Jaden Daniels is so special. Cover zero right here, 3rd and 5 in field goal range. Jaden Daniels is going to drop back. He's going to fade and throw away early, and he's not going to give his receiver a chance here. Has nobody hitting him, has no pressure, but he's going to take a guess instead of giving him a back shoulder or putting a little less air on it, putting it to a spot where it's in bounds. He's going to fade away and throw it out of bounds. He made a mistake. But in this moment, the Bengals defensive coordinator said, okay, he doesn't have an answer for zero blitz. He's going to rush it. He's going to miss the throw, whatever. That's not the case. Fast forward 6 minutes later, game on the line, same spot of the field, got to have it 3rd and 7. What do we have here? Zero blitz, the same exact call. You have the same receiver. You have the same quarterback, but the quarterback makes the decision. He says, I'm going to f-ing stand in here. I'm not going to fade away, and I'm going to give my guy a chance. Stands in there, gets smacked in the mouth, threw the ball before the DB got passed up by the receiver. Ball's in the air, fixes the throw from before and delivers a dime and a dagger.
Jaden Daniels, drafted to the Washington Commanders. New ownership, new feel, new vibes, new legacy. And Jaden Daniels, seemingly out of LSU, is the guy right now. Now, I'm not saying that because his first touchdown pass in the NFL was to an offensive lineman who was very apparently a Q-dog and very, very nimble with the celebration immediately afterwards. I'm not saying he's the guy because on 4th down in the 4th quarter, he looks over at the sideline and goes, no, let's go. Up 5. We need to keep going. And they go ahead and do it. I'm not saying he's the guy because he answered Joe Burrow in Cincinnati on Monday night multiple times in the second half. I'm saying he's the guy because his entire team believes in him.
Yep. Yeah.
And that is the only rookie, I think, thus far, where it is very obvious that he has taken over the culture, the locker room, and everything. We thought Caleb was going to potentially be able to do it after watching Hard Knocks up there with the Chicago Bears, and how preseason has won. He has struggled a little bit. He's a rookie in the NFL.
RG3.
With Jaden Daniels, it's like a star wasn't born last night because he was already a star. But he is now the brightest light that we have coming out of Washington, D.C., and that includes anyone who becomes the president of the United States. Because in D.C., there's no better city to win in my opinion, than in Washington, D.C.
Colin Cowherd.
As I said, I think he's going to be a little bit like Lamar Jackson, better in the pocket early in his career, not quite as athletic early in his career. But you know I love Lamar. I think Jaden Daniels is Lamar, but it'll be a better pocket quarterback earlier. I was told that Cliff Kingsbury went to Dan Quinn and Adam Peters, banged the table and said, I've coached this before. It's a combination of Mahomes. It's a combination of Kyler Murray.
Mike Greenberg.
We all said this was the situation of a lifetime, right? Yeah. Caleb Williams is walking into the best situation any first number one overall pick has ever had. And all of a sudden, three games in, we're saying, well, Jaden is in a much better situation than Caleb is in. We weren't saying that 3 weeks ago.
Mm, great point. Good job producing. Excellent.
Yeah, that was a good cornucopia of Jaden Daniels.
Nice compilation.
Praise.
I know you know all about compilations, mm-hmm. Velvies. Maybe we can replay that later in the show. That's so good. Because if you're a Skins fan like me, I know you guys are not.
That's porno to you.
It's porno. It's like I've got a giant eggplant in my pants.
By the way, I think we've kind of undersold how he got plowed into the turf when he delivered that strike to Terry McLaurin for the touchdown.
Can I be honest with you?
He was buried on that.
I don't think I actually have seen the hit.
He was murdered.
All I focused on was Terry getting his knee down or whatever. I didn't even go back
and watch.
I can't remember what Bengal DB hit him.
I don't know who hit him, but all I know is he took a wicked shot.
Did he take a shot to the head or the
No, just
like,
to the
like
ribs.
Midsection, like, you know, he's extended, you know, like throwing the ball.
He might have to wear rib protectors. That make him look a little bigger too.
He took a big shot and delivered a dime.
Yeah,
to Terry McLaurin.
That's
and there were some other guys I was watching yesterday when I was watching NFL Live on ESPN. You know, Orlovsky and mm-hmm. Anthony McFarland, guys like that, all jocking him. Well, how could you not?
Yeah,
you know, after what he did on
Monday. It's so great.
Slurpapalooza is what now, it's becoming.
I mean, he's going to have bad games. Every player does. I mean, the greatest of all time have bad games.
Yeah,
and I'm not suggesting he's going to be in the conversation to be the greatest of all time, but he's going to be our guy for quite a while. If we could just keep him healthy.
All I know is I'm horned up to watch at 4:05 kick. I can't.
Yeah.
4:05 or 4:25, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Horned up to see what he does.
How about
next.
Dan Quinn talking about like kind of the history of all the bad quarterbacks that Washington's had over the years and the fan base mm-hmm. just kind of waiting for that guy? He said yesterday, I definitely understand our fan base has been waiting for the franchise quarterback, but I also don't want Jaden feeling any ghosts. Making sure he understands there's only one name on the back of the jersey, and it's for him.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to think about the history, the bad history of that position over the last 20 plus years.
He just has the humility and the humbleness and the confidence that I don't think is an issue. He really is a rare bird. And, you know, I talked to a couple people, and they all say the same thing. I would say people that don't have as an informed opinion as maybe me. But, like they'll say, well, Robert had a great first year. Why, you know, you guys think this guy's going to be great? Why? I mean, time will tell.
Yeah.
All right. You're right. Time will tell.
Sure.
But the Robert situation was unique. It was different. The one thing I would say, it was gimmicky. He was a limited guy, and it was fantastic while it lasted. Now, I'm not even suggesting if he didn't get hurt, it wouldn't have lasted longer, because I actually think it would have. But this is a different situation. He's a better passer. He's a better surveyor of the field.
Better processor.
Better processor. He's throwing guys open. And we're not even talking about his legs.
And he's not a diva.
He doesn't have full ego.
Doesn't have all the hubris and everything that Robert had.
I said that at the start of the draft because everyone's like, oh, my, what if he gets hurt? What if he tears ACL? What if his leg snaps in half? Well, he's a good passer. He doesn't need his the legs are sprinkles
it's
on
a,
the sundae.
It's a bonus.
Yeah. Yes, it's a bonus. It's the cherry on top. Mm-hmm.
Right.
He passes well enough that it's a moot point.
And it's a good cherry on top, too, because even on like a bad rushing day, he's going to rush for 35 or 40 yards. That's his rushing floor.
Right. And you're saying that from a fantasy perspective?
No, I just mean from like... That's yardage that your team needs. Like those are first downs that he's gaining.
He's going to get you out of pickles three or four times a game. Aaron Rodgers actually said it great in that interview with McAfee. And I don't think anybody understands the quarterback position better than Aaron Rodgers. And he's like, listen, first of all, young quarterbacks are playing way too soon. More often than not. But then he talks about how, you know, a lot of people are complaining. We complain about it, all the sideways passing and everything. And he's like, teams are playing more cover two, more soft coverages. Mm-hmm. They're getting smarter. They're forcing you to run the football and just take underneath stuff. That's why you're seeing that. And Jaden is capitalizing and recognizing.
I mean, if they're going to give him 7, 8, 10 yards to run, he'll take it. He'll take it all day long.
Oh, but this was the point I forgot. He said that basically you just got to run your system. You got to get a guy that can run your system, mm-hmm. which Jaden clearly can do. And then every game there's going to be 3 to 5 off-schedule plays that kind of decide the game.
Yeah.
And that's mm-hmm. where Jaden shines. 3 to 5.
Yeah, because when he gets outside the tackles, he's so tough to catch.
Well, especially now when he's looking downfield to throw like he did yesterday. Right. Or
I mean, if there's one guy out there, like we were talking about yesterday, if there's one guy out there, whether it's a safety or a linebacker or the end, he's just going to go around him.
In all likelihood, yes. Unless they have an angle.
So you kind of need 2 or 3 guys as a defense to kind of pull him in. And that hasn't happened. So if there's one guy out there, he's just going to go around him.
Commanders, Cardinals, 405 kick. It's the highest total on the board currently, 50.5 points. That might not even be nearly high enough.
Like, well, based on Monday, it's tough to think that.
I just don't know. I mean, they're not going to go. They're not going to never punt. I mean, we're going to.
Understood.
Right. We're going to have penalties.
Yeah, they're going to be steps back.
And the Cardinals aren't going to go. They're not going to just never punt.
Oh, they might. I mean,
they may. They may not.
No, they're not. They're going to make a stop here and there. It's almost impossible.
Well, I'll tell you this.
Hold a team down to no punts.
They've got an easier spot against the Commanders than they did last week against the Lions.
Yeah.
Because I think there were 3 points scored in the second half of that entire
game. That's fine. I'm just saying the odds of not punting over 60 minutes is very, very small.
Yeah. I understand your larger point, but our defense is
it's
putrid.
Not good, but there's going to be some times where the defense steps up and make a stop. I mean, it's going to happen.
Then the over-under for punts by the Cardinals is 1.5.
I think it's,
and I might take the under.
I think it's more likely that they're going to overthrow a guy or drop a pass than the defense steps up.
Yeah,
but
we'll
that's just probably. How negative I am right now.
All right, when we come back, we'll get into the Junk Sports page. And at 7, we will hit the skins and give you the latest movements in the power rankings for the Commanders. We'll do that coming up at 7 here on the Junks. Let's get into the Junk Sports page presented by T-Mobile.
I guess one of the biggest stories, if not the biggest story, was Brett Favre. Yesterday, who was testifying in front of Congress, revealed he has been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease.
Terrible.
He was talking about to Congress about the the investment that he made in that company that was making a concussion drug.
Mm-hmm.
I think the company is called Pervacus. And anyway, the founder of the company. Pled guilty to wire fraud in July, and he admitted to misusing money to pay off gambling debts.
The whole thing was a scam, and he thought he was investing in.
And Favre thought it was all legit. This mm-hmm. is what he says. He thought it was all legit, and he was acquiring funds for the company, and he was acquiring funds from people and like alums of Southern Miss and from Southern Miss University. Anyway, so. He was talking about how he was frauded as well, but he also revealed he's got, I don't know when he was told.
That's what I wanted to know. When did he find out?
I don't know. I don't think he spoke about that.
Yeah.
But he said, sadly, I lost an investment in a company that I believed was developing a breakthrough concussion drug and I thought would help others. And I'm sure you'll understand why it's too late for me because I've recently been diagnosed with Parkinson's.
Right. Awful story. He's talked about it. It's in all the articles mm-hmm. that at different points he said he's probably had thousands of concussions during his football career. Yeah. You know, it was just a different era. And, you know, you definitely have to be wary of these things. I think we talk about it a lot. It's some of the lacrosse dads and mm-hmm. actually happens in volleyball a lot, mm-hmm. believe it or not. Girls get donked on the head with a ball. But concussions are – look, we all had concussions when we were kids. What's killing or, you know, hurting these kids is the back-to-back ones.
Yeah.
You got to let
Successive,
it heal.
Yeah.
It's the back-to-back ones that are the danger. That's the real danger. You're going to get a concussion. It's never good. But just let it heal. You'll be okay. But it's the repeated ones. And those guys in the 80s, 90s, early 2000s, when we weren't as diligent about it, they were getting those back-to-backers all the time.
Yeah, there's no stress on head trauma and bringing guys out of the game. And if they got their bell rung, they might go back in the same game or back in the next week when they weren't supposed to.
It's so funny. I just saw a tweet about this. You know, I follow some of these like old school baseball videos or whatever. And one of these World Series or something, when Babe Ruth was in the outfield, he ran after a fly ball and he smashed into the outfield wall, which I'm sure didn't have padding like they do now. No, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It knocked him out cold.
Mm-hmm.
They're out there treating him. He's, you know, big ass Babe Ruth, yeah, passed out. He comes back in the game, finishes the game.
Right.
You know, they bring him in the dugout, he smokes a cig, whatever, he's back out there.
Pretty sure they didn't care about concussions in like 1921.
Yeah. Right. Right. He was literally, Jason,
I think I'm getting the time frame right, but yeah.
And then, you know, whatever, they wave the towel in front of him and spit on him, or maybe put a light, you know, something, wake him up.
Yeah.
Smokes a cig, has a beer, and he goes back out there and he finishes the game.
Right. Now guys are held out for weeks.
Weeks. Yeah. I mean, God only if knows when we'll see Eckler.
Who knows when we're going to see Tua.
Yeah.
By the way, Valdez, you should always be claiming Babe Ruth is one of your own. He's a Baltimore guy.
Of course.
He's got a big old museum.
Yeah.
I mean, he knows that.
I mean, yeah. I'm just saying, he never really claims Babe Ruth.
Hey, Valdez, did you know the crabs are from your area?
Yeah, yeah.
I know I'm not. Yeah,
have you ever heard? You ever heard of Francis Scott Key?
I know I'm not breaking news. Yeah. Babe Ruth was born in Baltimore. I'm just shocked that Valdez doesn't know.
Just the way you presented it, it kind of seemed like it was news to you.
No, I'm well aware that he's
I don't want you to get
Baltimore.
The face. It's 6:49.
It's all good.
But it was interesting.
You know, there's a big bay that runs through the state.
It was interesting that Favre, when he was talking about being defrauded, you know, with this company, he just revealed that.
Yeah.
And first time he's talked about it publicly.
And I didn't see the video. I only saw the image and read the story. To be honest with you, I didn't hear it when it came out because I was out on the golf course, shocker.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of shocked by it, but not shocked because, you know, he's been, you know, played 20 years.
Yeah.
I get it.
He's our age.
He's
54.
But he looked a little like broken up. Did he cry when he was delivering? I didn't see the video. I only saw the image and read the story.
I didn't see him cry.
He looked a little shaken.
I'm sure he was.
In the image that
I
saw.
A big deal to reveal that in front of Congress.
Yeah.
So
I wish him the best. And I know that they've made strides in a lot of that stuff, but it ain't good. It's not good.
I got a buddy who lives in California who he was diagnosed, I don't know, pre-COVID. So call it 5-6 years. You know, he's still out there playing golf.
Yep.
I haven't seen him since he moved out there.
Mm-hmm.
But my buddy Kevin.
I think there are some medications that can stave it off maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
There are certain things, obviously, you can do to stay active.
But it's incurable.
Yeah, but it's definitely something you're going to have to manage, and it's an awful thing.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
All right, so baseball last night. All right, so there's some interesting things going on. There's 5 games left. Some teams might have 4. First of all, the Nats lost 1-0 to the Royals in 10. There was a rain delay. I didn't see much of this game, but they lost 1-0 in 10. So the Royals currently are in the playoffs because they're in the wild card. They're the second wild card. And by the way, and we'll talk to Mike about this at 9 o'clock, we are now into year 5 of the rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
Next year has to be a year where they've got to show some significant improvement.
Like contend for a wild card spot.
Yes.
I think
really
that should be the goal.
Because now you've got all the young players, mm-hmm. right? You've got to go out and get some free agents to help your lineup or to help your pitching staff. I don't think you can go into another year of just relying on the young guys, because I think 5 years is the max for a rebuild. I think you got to show your fans you're willing to go out and spend on guys who have been productive, free agents who can help you win now.
Yep.
As opposed to just relying on the guys in the minors and bringing them up at 22, 23, 24 and hoping they're going to be really good major league players.
So the Corbin money comes...
Because that would be year 6 of the rebuild after winning the World Series.
Corbin comes off the books next year. So that's a big chunk of money that Mike can spend elsewhere, which is positive.
He's got to. I mean, Dylan Cruz is batting 196.
Right.
196.
Yes,
I mean, he's been
great.
Up. He's been up for a while.
Right.
You know, James Wood's been up for a while.
Mm-hmm.
They are part of that core young group that the Nats fans are kind of relying on. But you got to go out and get guys who are going to hit better than 196. I'm sorry.
It's so early. Don't write him off. He's not the...
No, I'm saying next year has to be that year where they go from 68 wins to like 82. 80.
I tend to agree.
The Orioles were in that rebuild, but not for as long as the Nats. They had like a 4-year rebuild.
And they still hit the over. They hit the over. That's true.
I'm just saying next year has to be a year where they really show improvement. Anyway, all the division races are pretty much done. Not officially because there are five games left and you know, the five games to play in a couple of these. But the Dodgers are now just two up on the Padres. Padres won 4-2 last night. They ended the game with a triple play. But they're two back of the Dodgers in the NL West for the division. And they still play the Dodgers tonight and tomorrow night. So keep an eye on that. In terms of divisional races. Wild cards. All right. Detroit Tigers. They won yesterday. They beat the Rays 2-1. So they are currently the third wild card. They got a two-game lead on the Twins, who have lost three straight. The Twins have just imploded over the last, call it, month. I think they've lost 12 of the last 16. So they're two back. It's going to be tough for them to catch the Tigers for that third wild card. Seattle Mariners, bad loss last night. They are now 2.5 back of the third wild card, so they're probably done. National League, the Braves won, so they've won three straight. D-backs have lost three straight, so the Braves are a half game back of the D-backs for the third wild card. So you got the NL West divisional race to watch. You've got the third wild card in the American League and the third wild card in the National League to kind of watch for the remainder of the week. Congrats to the Orioles. They did clinch, beat the Yankees last night. Santander, I think he hit another home run. What was that, number 44, 45?
44.
It's very big of you to congratulate the Orioles on their success.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good year. 87 wins.
As a Sox fan.
Congratulations to our guy, Cakes, Zach Hampel. He caught Aaron Judge's home run ball last
night. Don't lump me in with – he's not my guy.
He's our guy.
That's your guy.
He's your guy.
I couldn't believe
it.
Hey, I couldn't believe it.
Twitter was melting down.
I know.
I couldn't believe it when I saw it.
Judge hit a can of corn right to him.
He was camped in the perfect spot.
I hate his effing
loser MLB hat that he wears, like he's an umpire.
Well, I actually get a kick out of the guy. I didn't think when I first saw that he was trending. Okay, I'm like, ooh, what's going on here? I when someone's trending, I always think they die for whatever reason.
Yeah, especially if they're old. You're like, oh,
you know, he's not old, but I just thought, oh, what, has he got cancer or something? And I click on it, and I go, he effing does it again, Zach Enders. All these, everyone's,
God,
and I'm like,
the worst.
How do these guys even? He's so famous now that people just like watching TV can just see one guy catch a ball with a glove amidst 10,000 other people, and they know it's Zach Hampel.
Yeah. By the way, thanks, Drab, for taking away the Orioles shine and bringing up Zach Hampel.
Yeah, Drab.
Yeah.
Well, I only do that because the O's fans punch Zach in the face when he's out on the concourse, and they tackle him and all because they hate him so much.
Does he endure that kind of abuse?
At Camden Yards, they get a kick
On Utah Street, he is persona non grata.
They literally punched him up against a light pole the other day.
Yeah. They take Boog's barbecue and they shove it in his face.
All right, and what is number one beef?
I'll explain it.
Yeah, let this crybaby. Yeah, go ahead. Give him a minute.
No. It's because, so the Orioles have a lot of young studs. And so Zach is in the business of trying to get all of these home run balls from Jackson Holliday's first home run ball or a Gunnar Henderson, like 100th home run ball. So because the team has a lot of these monumental occasions that their young studs are hitting balls for, Zach is always at Camden Yards, always trying to get the ball, always trying to steal them from little kids who are Orioles fans.
If he steals them from little kids, that's one thing. Yes, but he's catching them.
He steals them from little kids. He's boxing out 8-year-olds trying to get a stupid baseball.
As if every other adult out there isn't going for the ball.
Yeah, they're all doing the same thing.
So stupid.
You know what? They're all haters.
If he does something, the ball out of a kid's hand. Yeah,
that's exactly what he's doing.
No, he's never done that. He's never done that.
And he's trying to trade trinkets for him, like they're Indians getting
mad.
Drab is
right
so in his corner.
He's trying to justify that Baltimore aggression.
Yeah, Drab Hampel.
No, Drab, you go be on Zach Hampel's side.
Anyway, congrats to the Orioles. They're going to the playoffs again.
Got to take a break. When we come back, we will hit the Skins, give you the latest power rankings. There's been some movement, some upward trajectory for the Commanders. We'll do that next on The Fan.